Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is our special guest, Doug Wolford, who's President and Chief Operating Officer of Convergent Wealth Advisors. Welcome, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Good to be here.
And conducting the interview is my esteemed partner, John Dedon, who is a trusts and estates expert, and you'll hear him on the radio from time to time telling us about all of the developments in trusts and estates. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, Wayne.
And without further ado, let me let you take over, or do you want me to do the bio first? You want me to give a little bit of bio on Doug?
Go ahead, Wayne.
All right, that would be good. Doug joined Convergent as president in July of 2010, and in that position, he's responsible for companies' day-to-day operations as well as strategic planning and execution. Doug's located in the company's Washington, D.C. office, and his career includes growing innovative business at DuPont, GE, Network Solutions, VeriSign, and with a number of high-profile clients of his consulting business, Wolford & Company. In 25 years, he's co-led two public offerings that raised more than $2 billion, managed as many as 1,200 people on five continents and across every major functional area, and he specializes in executive and operational strategy and implementation in financial services, technology, and healthcare verticals. Now I'm really excited. All right, John, let's get right to the meat of this.
Doug, before we go back and talk about your background a little bit, tell us about Convergent.
Absolutely, John. Convergent Wealth Advisors was founded in the 90s by Steve Lockshin, who was recently named Barron's number one independent advisor nationwide. And what we do is we are a wealth consultant to some of the nation's wealthiest individuals. Typically, we're working with clients who have in excess of $10 million to invest, and sometimes far more. We work in our LA office with A-list celebrities and other Hollywood figures, our New York office with a variety of families and wealthy individuals, and then here in DC, which is our headquarters, with a wide variety of families, family offices, and individuals.
Okay, well, that's a great introduction, but I am intrigued by your background. So let's talk a little bit about you before we come back to Convergent. And why don't you just pick out some of the highlights from what Wayne talked about that lead us to how you got to Convergent right now?
Well, it's I keep telling people I'm going to figure out what I want to be when I grow up, John. And I've done a variety of things, but I think the constant theme has always been how do we continue to innovate in business, and how do we continue to bring solutions to people that the people need but haven't yet seen? And so I started out life as an engineer, and engineers are problem solvers. And so I think I've always brought a problem-solving mentality to any of my jobs over the years. And at Convergent, I was brought in originally to do a strategic plan for the company. We did the strategic plan, and things worked out well, and so they offered me the job as president because I think they felt that the person that had helped to lead the strategic plan was probably the best person to implement it.
And your background was not in the financial arena, per se.
No, it wasn't. As Wayne was saying, I've worked for General Electric, I've worked for DuPont, Network Solutions, other major public companies. I think my specialty is really what I think of as management and growing businesses. I know how to do that. I've done it for a long time. And what's interesting, the financial services industry, you read a lot about some of the difficulties financial companies have had and the black eyes they've taken in the press. And what's interesting is those failures are usually failures of management. They're not failures of understanding the financial world. They're failures of management. And so Convergent, I think, is leading a trend in the financial services industry now where they're bringing in a professional manager to run the business to make sure that we're delivering high quality service and that we're minding our P's and Q's and get everything right. And I think that's a trend that I would like to see expanded across the whole industry.
Well, I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but I think I heard you say that what you are good at doing is trying to see solutions before the customer even knew what the solution was or that there was a problem. It reminded me of Steve Jobs and what they said about him and how he was able to develop Apple.
Well, Steve Jobs has always been one of my heroes, and I wouldn't compare myself to Steve Jobs. The only thing I have in common with him is I have an iPad. I think the job of a good company is to anticipate the client's needs before the client even knows that they have them. We try to do that, and especially when we're managing people's money, what we're doing is for our wealthiest clients, we're helping them to maintain their financial independence, and for our smaller clients, we're helping to build their wealth so that they can achieve financial independence at some point in the future.
Well, let's talk a bit about that, because you mentioned some of the celebrities and the very wealthy clients. But you now have an opportunity to serve some who don't necessarily fit that profile. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, it's very exciting. As a matter of fact, we've just launched a service called Independence by Convergent. It's on the web at independence.com. And what we've done is we've taken our investing philosophy and we've made it available to people with much smaller level of assets. So we're bringing the tools and techniques of the $100 million investor down to the $1 million or $500,000 investor, people who are aspiring to financial independence, whatever that means to them. That could mean security for their family. That could mean more time on the golf course. Your definition of independence is yours and yours alone, but our job is to help you get there. And so we've just launched this. It's a very interesting business model in the sense that clients will have their own personal advisor, just as our ultra high net worth clients do. But the difference is we give every one of our independence clients their own iPad, back to Steve Jobs. We give them their own iPad and they can meet with their advisor via video, via phone, as much as they like. They have online access to their portfolio and their performance on a daily basis. And they also have access to some of the best minds in the industry through our investment services group.
So I think that's very unique that you're able to drop the scale, so to speak, where even the 500, a million, a couple of million, that's a significant amount of assets. They need a significant amount of help, and you're able to scale that down and give them that help. That's equivalent to the very wealthy.
Right. And I think what helps us do that is partly technology, but partly, again, good management. So, for example, our CEO, Steve Lockshin, as I said, was just named number one Barron's independent advisor nationwide. Our executive vice president, Dave Zier, was just named number three. So we like to say two out of three ain't bad. When you think about
that's impressive. That's really impressive.
Oh, thank you.
That was Barron's?
Barron's, yeah. Barron's does an annual review of independent advisory companies. And so they were just recently, about a month ago, named number one and number three. Well, the nice thing is the thought leadership that both Mr. Lockshin and Mr. Zier bring to our ultra wealthy clients, we're also bringing down market to the smaller clients. So that's a very scalable model.
Right. I know Dave Zier, he was also mentioned in Maryland, I believe, as the number one advisor in Maryland.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. How do they do that? I mean, how can they bring that level of service to the person who has a $500,000 or $1 million of investable assets? How do you deliver that? And is it too expensive still for those individuals to afford that type of service?
Well, the way we do it is Steve and Dave and a variety of other very talented individuals serve on our investment committee. They help select managers, they help select investments, and those investments are available in one form, often more sophisticated form, hedge funds and the like, to people who have a lot of money.
Right.
And they're available through mutual funds and ETFs and other more liquid vehicles to people who have somewhat less. And so the good news is we try to bring the same philosophy of investing to all of our clients. We just deliver that philosophy in a slightly different way.
Interesting.
And so each client would have its own independent advisor?
Yes. Each of our clients, whether at the ultra high net worth level or at the Independence by Convergent level, has his or her own personal advisor accessible, through video conferencing, through audio conferencing. And of course, people are welcome to come to our offices in various locations to meet with their advisors.
And you are how many offices around the country?
We have four. We have Washington, D.C. headquarters, New York City, Los Angeles, and then our research operation is headquartered in Portland, Oregon.
And what are you hearing from clients these days? Because you're actually at a level where you're providing very sophisticated help. You're dealing with a lot of very affluent and sophisticated clients.
There's obviously a lot of concern about volatility in the market. We've almost become numb to 200 or 300 point swings in the Dow. And I think, you know, our philosophy is win by not losing. So what we try to do in implementing portfolios is make sure that we put in as much downside protection as is possible so that people, when the market is down, don't go down as far as the market. And when the market comes back, they'll capture their fair share of the upswing. When you cut off the bottoms of the swings, compounding, the rule of compounding is that you're going to do much better over time. So that's sort of our philosophy. So people are concerned about that. And as you know, John, people are very concerned about estate planning right now. There are some amazing opportunities in estate planning where some good charitable planning and long-term estate planning can outperform financial performance by a very wide margin.
Well, I think in that respect, we're doing similar things in that we're both looking to protect people's assets. However, Wayne and I, we can't really grow the assets.
Right.
And that's where we
just do it by saving taxes. That's how we grow the assets.
Right.
Right. Besides having this team of superstars, we mentioned a couple of them. What other things would you say that distinguish yourselves from the other advisors out there?
One of the things I think that is a distinguishing factor about Convergent Wealth Advisors is that we are ourselves independent, just like the name of our new business unit, Independence. We are ourselves independent. We don't sell proprietary products or services. We try to find the best managers that we think are the best. We try to arrange those in very diversified portfolios, and we sit on the same side of the table as the client. So we're not selling anything of our own. We are trying to just deliver what is in the best interests of the client.
Now, I was having a discussion with one of the big bank-backed financial advisors, and he was trying to argue that that model is much better for the client because they have the support of a large bank. And how would you respond to that?
Well, I think one size doesn't fit all, but I would say the independent model and particularly with Convergent, has some advantages. One is we're actually majority owned by City National Bank of Los Angeles. So the good news is when we need the resources of a bank behind us, we have them. When we need to be independent, we're independent. So I feel like we have the best of both worlds. Generally speaking, though, there is a legal distinction between a brokerage, for example, and an independent advisor in the sense that a broker has a fiduciary obligation to his or her employer.
Right.
I, as an advisor, or our company as advisors, have a fiduciary obligation to the client. And that's a very, very different animal. I mean, our obligation, our legal obligation, is to our end client.
Right. And I think that's a key distinguishing factor. And it seems to be a big trend occurring with a lot of financial advisors leaving the big firms and opening up their own shops.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it has a lot of advantages for somebody that doesn't want to work in a large bureaucracy.
Right.
The nice thing about our business is we're large enough. We've got about, as of September 30th, we had about $14 billion under advisement. And so that's a substantial amount of assets, but we're still small enough to be very nimble.
That's a lot of assets, John.
I think that's why they have the one and the three, according to Barron's.
That could be a large influencing factor.
Yeah, Convergent isn't necessarily a name you hear on the street every day, but certainly the folks who need the help seem to know who Convergent is.
And of course, we're hoping to change that.
as you begin to model down your scale.
Mm-hmm. We're hoping more and more people hear about us.
Doug, what other kinds of services do you provide? In other words, we've talked about the money management. Mm-hmm. What other things can you leave us with as far as Convergent services?
Well, as I mentioned just quickly before, one of the things that I think where we can add a lot of value is bringing people to good trust and estate attorneys and giving an overview of what they can save in taxes through good estate planning. That is a very big area of interest for our clients, whether at the large end or the small end. The small end, they need to get it right too. So we do that and a whole variety of other financial services. We like to be the client's first call and last call.
So, Doug, if people want to get in touch with you at Convergent, how do they do so?
Well, convergentwealth.com on the web or independence.com.
Doug Wolford, thank you for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
Thank you, Wayne.
And John Dedon, thanks for being a special interviewer.
Thank you, Wayne.
And guests and listeners out there, join us next week for another special topic and special guest. Thanks for listening.